Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
Be regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey, and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. So, I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. As a life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help to enhance your life in areas that you deem needed and necessary by giving you advice and information and an outlook on different perspectives from knowledge of my education and life experience and recent research developing a new area of psychology called spiritual human behavior. And spiritual human behavior is the breakdown of your maturity level and your soul being hand in hand and the development of your maturity through your soul as it is healed from the things that you've endured. So the person that is healed, the person that is whole, will be a little bit more mature than the person that is still dealing with or avoiding past hurts, traumas, or situations that they just don't want to face and deal with. So today we're talking about positioning and willingness. Now, listen, let me first tell you this. In order for you to be in any position, you have to be a willing participant to be there. Now, this is not always true. Some people are forced to do some things. We are not talking about the people that are forced in certain situations. We're talking about those who are able to willingly make a decision to be in whatever position that they place themselves in. Now, with that being said, with so many people in a fog by the world around them, some fail to understand the positions of the universal shift of change. There are three primary positions in life: those who will lead, those who follow, and those who need to be saved. Each of these positions possess something different and have different capabilities and capacities. The leader is the person people look to follow. the followers could be potential leaders, but follow the leaders until they are fit to lead. While those needed to be saved will be great leaders, could be great leaders and followers eventually, but initially they need to be saved from their current circumstances, whether it be mindset, environment, or other things that keep them stagnant. Today, we will help you to understand each position and the shifts experienced with each, and the willingness and the openness it takes to get to where you desire to be. Now, first off, when I talk about being saved, I am not talking about biblical religious saving. I am speaking of whatever situation that you may be in that is not a situation that is making you happy, making you healthy, and helping you grow. So being saved. Now, I'll start with the leadership position, matter of fact. I'm not going to start with being the individuals that need to be saved. To be a leader means that you have poise, that you are able to make great decisions. Now, to be a leader should mean that you are poised, you have the ability to make great decisions, that you understand that people are following you, so that your decisions now have to be even more on point in order to lead the people that's following you, as well as a leader, you have the ability to save those that are in need of saving. Now, to be saved, it can be different things. It can be helping you mentally to grow, removing you from a situation or environment, or various other things. So, as the leader, you need to know that you have to be willing to be a leader. If you're not willing to be a leader and you continue to lead, your leading will be grievous. Nobody will want to follow you. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? It will be such a headache and a pain in the ass to be a leader and not be willing to want to be in that position, or to be unknowingly in that position. It is definitely not easy, because when you become a leader, as such as celebrities, people that get fame, when they become leaders, doctors, teachers, there is a certain amount of responsibility and accountability that comes with leadership. Now, leadership does not mean the person that has the most money. Leadership is the person that places themselves in a position that would have people to look unto them. So you might see a person that's broke, but they're famous. They're in a leadership position because they put themselves in the position to be famous, to be popular, to be amongst those who are seen, versus you have plenty of people that are millionaires and billionaires who are unseen, and they are probably leaders in their community or their circle, but they have not placed themselves on a leadership position publicly that would make people follow them in any way, shape, form, or fashion, despite the fact that they have billions or millions or whatever they've accomplished in their lives. Now, so there's a difference between those two type of leaderships. A willing leader is somebody that has sought out fame, somebody that has put themselves in position to be followed, even if they don't realize that they're becoming a leader by putting themselves in a position where they can be seen, they can be heard, and where people look to them for information, advice, or advancement. Now, next, after the leaders, you have the followers, and the followers are not necessarily do boys. And a do boy is, or a yes man is, somebody that just tells you everything that you want to hear, despite if it's wrong, despite if you did something. They'll tell you you're good. They'll pump you up with a falsehood of good things that you may need to correct, work on, or you may just need to address. Like, a do boy or a yes man is somebody that will know that you're doing something wrong and have the conviction within themselves. They'll know within themselves, like, man, I should say something. But because you're paying them, you're the leader, you have pull or positioning, they will say that you're doing something right, even if in their heart they feel like it's wrong. Yes men and do boys or do girls are people that will do anything say anything, just agree, just to get along, just so that they can continue to benefit from whoever it is that is leading them in the position. That's not the follower type. That's actually somebody who needs to be saved. A true follower is somebody who undergirds the mission, that supports what you get going on, that will hold you accountable and responsible for the things that you are supposed to be held accountable for. So they're not going to let you just do anything, be any way. Even though they're following you as followers, they support how you move so that you can continue to move in a great light and to continue to get the results that you're seeking. Now, for followers, you have the followers that are potential leaders, those that have been saved, those that are understanding themselves to the point to where they understand that they're leaders. Now, some people are natural born leaders. Some people are paid for leaders. Some people are natural born followers. Some people are in the follower position until they realize that they were naturally born leaders and somebody made them feel like they needed to be in a follower position. Now, some followers are the do boys and do girls are followers who are not saved. Saved in our aspect is going to say they have an acknowledgement of who they are, where they are, and why they are. So that when you become saved, when you acknowledge your place in life, in your life and in the people's lives around you, when you take responsibility for your actions, when you are willing to walk in the light in which you believe your purpose is in, you've been saved. You've been saved from stagnation. You've been saved from being mediocre. You've been saved from an environment that could tear you down, break you down, and put you down. You've been saved from the things that will slow up your process and maturity and growing as a person. So a follower, again, it's somebody that either, one, is their whole life's purpose is to play a supportive position. No matter where they are, who they're attached to, they are followers by way of they are the supporting cast to the leadership. Now, those needing to be saved are those who, again, they don't have direction. They don't have guidance. They have very limited self-knowledge. They only go off of environmental factors, environmental cues, what other people say and do. They have no self-awareness or not enough self-awareness to progress and move up to different levels of life. So you have the leaders, those that are purposed to help people. Then you have also the leaders that are just placed in position by way of fame or money, and they're not necessarily willing leaders. That you hear famous people all the time say, well, I didn't ask to be a leader. They are not willing leaders. It makes their leadership grievous. It makes their time in the highlights very tumultuous and hard, because they're not taking the role of a leader, although they're in a leadership position. So, and then shifting may take time. It may be different for a person to get saved. Somebody might just need to hear the right advice that makes it click in their mind. While for a follower to become a leader, they have to understand what it means to lead. The true followers, they will begin to acknowledge the role of leadership by acknowledging who they are on the inside. Now, everybody is not meant to be a leader. Everybody is not meant to be a follower. Some people will get saved and just still be okay with wherever they are. Not everybody is going to follow you to the next level and follow you to the next level and encourage you to the next level. Not everybody is willing and ready to be that. And then some people spurt out and do their own thing, and there's nothing wrong with doing your own thing. If you're listening to this, and you are in between being saved and being a follower, in between being a follower and being a leader, you have to awaken to your true purpose. You need to understand who you are, why you are, and where you are, and know what goals you have set for yourself. Some people don't have to continue to have the destination addiction where they're always waiting for the next big high, the next big thing. Some people are cool with where they are, and all they want to do is support a mission, support a vision, and help somebody else carry out the things that they're called to carry out. Now, I'm somewhere in the leader position, but the way that I'm called to lead is in a supportive manner. So my leadership position is helping others to become more aware of themselves. I'm like the trainer. In all of these facets, I am like the trainer that helps people go from leaders to prominent greatness, to go from followers to leaders, to go from being saved to being followers, to go from I need help to being saved. Like, there are some people that are just lost. They're going to be lost and they need help. They need to be saved. There are people, there are followers that can help save people mentally, spiritually, and environmentally from where they are. And then there are some leaders that will go back and need to save people. But you have to understand who you are, where you are, why you are. Understand your position. Understand your goals. Be encouraged no matter where you are in this particular scale, the way it was described here today. Be strong and confident in that you have the capabilities and the ability to move forward, and be willing to move forward, be willing to grow, be willing to seek more within yourself so that you can produce more outside of yourself. Your results are determined by your willingness, by your ability to go forth, and by your acceptance of your role and understanding the shift of each. Now, if you need more information about shifting, growing, or becoming the leader that you know that you are meant to be, please contact us at speakingfreedom@gmail.com. Now, I have a website, and I have the where you can go and info@speakingfreedom.org, but I like to get it through my email versus through the business email. I want it to be more personable. So, in addition to that, follow us on Instagram. Speaking Freedom, there is Speak Love Free KC, and there is Good Head Group Visionary. We are here to support your growth. We are in a leadership position that supports growth of those that are in any position of their life. Speaking Freedom is about helping you get to where you desire to be, no matter what it takes to get there. Now, we're not going to do anything illegal. We're not going to harm you. We're not going to do anything creepy. We're going to help you progress by using what you know within you and helping you figure out the best things for you by understanding purpose.
We are kings, we are gods. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives, and it's our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO, ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, for my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we love the world.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.